Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Pri.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is still without precise title. Well, once again, it will have a title when it goes up, but we are workshopping it. Bri has suggested stress the fuck out. Yeah. I think that makes the most sense.
We like to workshop it while the people listen.
Yes. It's just part of the authentic, open experience of I Can Explain.
Most podcasts, you show up to a nicely curated podcast.
They
with
have
us.
Like sounds yeah. in between.
they have jingles, an intro,
a full yes. planned intro. Yeah, we don't have that.
We just talk.
Because we're stressed the fuck out.
Yeah, we just discuss what we're going to do yeah. as the episode's going. Yeah.
If we started another podcast, we would probably discuss the creation of it on this podcast first. So there's something to look forward to.
A huge shout out to our patrons before we get into it. Thank you so much. We have some triggering stories to go over today. What?
I don't even know what stories we're talking about.
It has to do with Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That was now like 2 weeks ago.
I actually fully block that out of my memory because that's what you do with trauma.
No, literally I traumatized Sean to yeah. his absolute core.
Yeah. We have some good photos to post.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get into that though, if you want to, I honestly, this is going to be the worst pitch ever to become a patron once you listen to this episode. So,
or the best,
yeah. one or the other.
It's not like you expect anything else from us.
That's true. The people know what they're getting.
Yeah.
if you do want to become a patron, do it now before you hear the rest.
Yeah.
Go click the link yeah, yeah. in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Thank you to all of our patrons supporting this podcast. Like a huge thank you. And
a huge sorry.
What? I'm so scared.
A sorry. What? An apology.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying sorry to me for cutting me off, and I thought that
never.
Was so strange.
Why would I ever apologize?
Why are you apologizing
you?
For cutting me off?
No,
this is
God, no.
so new and fresh.
And non-existent.
Actually, did you like the way that I said the intro today?
It was, yeah, normal. I liked it. You said your name very normally.
See, I tried to go in the middle.
Yeah,
you.
It was good.
Okay.
You didn't add too much character. yeah, it was good.
Okay. I'm glad it's up to your standards.
Yeah.
Okay.
You passed the test.
I was literally just checking to make sure that your balls weren't
my
showing because you're literally
yeah.
like full spread eagle on the couch right now.
Nothing's new. And that's the Patreon exclusive.
We just have a lower camera angle.
It's the exact same setup, just 6 inches lower.
Oh my God. Honestly, maybe we should do that.
I think we might have to as an apology. So.
Oh my God. Okay. Wherever you're listening, please follow or subscribe. It really, really helps us out. Also, we are in Canada at least like 50 reviews away from 1,000.
Oh, I was like, where are we going with this?
We're so close to 1,000.
Well,
so if everyone who hasn't reviewed could rate us five stars only.
Yeah.
And
if you have a child, a nephew,
yeah.
a grandmother, like somebody who doesn't actively use their
break into your neighbor's home and use their IP address.
I would say if you're not committing at least 5 to 10 B&Es a week for this podcast, you're not a super fan.
That's so true. That is so true.
You need to surround yourself with people who want to break and enter. Nobody wants to break and enter these days.
So true.
You got to get off your ass and break and enter.
So thank you to all of those committing crimes for this podcast.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you. Today we're talking about being stressed the fuck out. Because Sean and I are both stress cases.
I think maybe this episode should just be titled The Apology because I need to apologize
yeah.
to, I would say, even further than just the listeners of this podcast because this goes far deeper.
Okay.
The amount of like witchcraft that I possess to curse a year
yeah.
is uncanny. And I went into 2022 saying it was going to be a good year, but then I prefaced it by saying that the even numbers always work out poorly.
Yeah.
So there is potential that the double even would just really send us on a derailing mm-hmm. journey. And for me, at least it has. So if your life is also going straight into the shitter, it's probably my fault.
Blame it on Sean.
Yeah.
You also started the pandemic on this podcast.
I did start the pandemic. Yeah. I did conjure that one up too. So
watch out.
Yeah.
out there.
I'm like an Avenger at this point. I'm like the enemy of the Avengers.
I think everyone should sue you and just use this clip.
Like, I think
you've just admitted guilt.
Yeah. I will be posting the link to the class action lawsuit on Patreon. So do subscribe if you want to be part of that for your losses.
I'm not joking. You, like, jokes aside, you can't go 3 days without something terrible happening to you.
The amount of terrible shit that has happened to me in the past, like, 3 weeks alone is a lot.
It's actually, like, crazy. It's gotten to the point as a friend where I'm just like, I'm lost for words. Like, you are just, your luck is just not there.
Non-existent. No.
It's like life is handing it to you.
Yeah, for sure. So maybe let's jump into the Patreon.
Okay.
Patreon gate 2022. Yeah.
Okay. So,
because I think this definitely wasn't the first event that I was incredibly stressed out about of 2022. Probably the incredible depression and breakup I was going through was one of those, probably a catalyst for all this.
Yeah.
But this was definitely somewhere in the middle.
It was up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think something, first of all, a lot of people don't know about you is I think a lot of people would assume that you're like super comfortable in like all social settings because you're very like outspoken on the podcast and you're very like comfortable when like the two of us are sitting here. But I think it's a combo of people maybe not wouldn't expect it from you. And also I think people just in general underestimate that like if you don't do things all the time, like live streams or Zoom calls or like guesting on podcasts where you're not in your own comfort zone.
Flexing on me.
No, I don't mean it like that.
If you're not invited on morning shows, you didn't get a Met invitation, you weren't at the Oscars, it might be nerve wracking for you.
I personally can't relate, but it might be nerve wracking for you.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying like, it's a different ball game.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And any time that we have done like a live, it's like, it's actually really cute and endearing. I wish more people saw this side
that
of you.
3 days before and after of just straight diarrhea.
Because I think it's because you care. You want it to be like good for people. You want it to be like fun or entertaining.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you put a lot of pressure on yourself about it. And so anyways,
it always works out so well. It works out so well.
So we've done a couple of these before. And then
which I do love them. I'll preface this whole thing by saying I do love them. I am absolutely shitting my pants the whole time,
though. Yes. But I suggested it to Sean that we do another one, and you were like totally game, but I think also just like nervous because it makes you nervous doing this kind of stuff.
Which we joked that I knew nothing about it, but I think that is almost how you know you need to plan it, because if I have too much of a hand in it, I'll lose my mind.
You'll panic and back out. Yeah. No, I literally was like, all you need to do is set aside this date and this time. I will do the rest.
Yeah.
And because otherwise you'll talk yourself out of it.
Totally.
So anyways, I think because I knew that going into this one, I was like, okay, I have to make sure that this is like tech issue free for Sean, that it's as smooth as possible. And if you listen to this podcast, you know that is not my strong suit in the first place.
Yeah, your laptop is 25 years old.
And like, I'm just generally like bad at that. And on the flip side of things, while people may not expect for you to be nervous in certain situations, I think because I'm a quote unquote content creator, people assume that I am like tech savvy.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, I have no fucking clue what
I'm
doing.
We are both liars.
Absolute
thieves,
liars.
Frauds.
That sums us up. And so I was like, okay, I've got to like troubleshoot this. And I will say, I think part of the reason that I am bad at tech is also because I have to take some accountability. I don't always like plan ahead.
Right.
I just assume it's going to be easy. And then when it doesn't work, I'm like, what the fuck? This is so annoying. And then I'm like, that's kind of my fault because I didn't actually like trial it.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, I was like, hey, I can't do this to Sean. I can't do this to our amazing patrons. I really want this to go well. I was really excited about the event. And if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, we did a live with our patrons, a Zoom brunch. And then the whole concept was that we were going to like live watch a movie together. So anyways, I was like, hey, I got to figure this all out. the couple days before, I was like checking that it was going to work on Zoom. I did it with my sister, my partner, like made sure that like you could play the video.
Yeah.
I renewed my like Prime membership to make sure I could get the video and it was going to be good quality and that everyone else could see it on different computers. Like I checked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I thoroughly was like, this is going to work. Okay. So here we go. We go on to this Zoom brunch. The first half an hour is great because we're doing like a Q&A chat.
Great. Gorgeous.
And then we go to play But I'm a Cheerleader. And keep in mind, this is live. So we're staring at everyone's faces. And
lovely faces.
I'm like, cuties thumbs up. Like, can everyone hear it and see it? And everyone's like.
First, we were getting some thumbs up because I think
they just thought the sound
was coming through.
Yeah. So they thought it was just the beginning of the credits or something that there wasn't picture yet.
Little did we know, we were actively watching the movie.
And you could tell that I troubleshooted it because you were like, you were so like calm and like confident about it that it was just gonna work.
You assured me it was gonna work.
I was sure. I had no doubt.
I should have known better. I honestly, thinking back, I was like, how the fuck did I let the bitch that is so untech savvy, who's a vlogger whose camera dies after 20 minutes, how did I let this bitch get away with the checking of the tech? Like, it's pretty laughable to me that I let control of that go and was like, she's got it. She didn't have it.
So really it's your fault.
I would, yeah. Well, it's 2022. What isn't my fault?
So yeah, so exactly. So I'm glad we've established that this is all your fault.
Yeah.
So basically what happened is, which again, when I searched about live streaming films and TV and videos. What are you doing? Thirsty. Sean's crawling around the room.
You can keep talking. I'm little just going to gurp some water down.
Oh my God. One of the things that came up is like, make sure that you don't get a black screen. So I guess on certain streaming platforms, like it won't let you share video on Zoom. So that's why I checked.
Spilled half of that on myself, but yeah.
And I checked with my two laptops at home. I could see the screen on both. Like, okay. I checked with everything. And in hindsight, every time I was checking, it was the same IP address. So maybe that had something to do with it.
There's so many things that I think it could be. The IP address could have been it.
The number of people.
The number of people. The fact that most of those people also weren't in Canada.
Yeah.
There's a lot of restrictions once you break the borders. So there's lots of reasons it couldn't have worked.
Yeah. So basically it worked with like a couple different screens, a couple different ways. I was like, we've got this. Then all of a sudden we're on with all the patrons, all our amazing patrons, and it's fucking up. And I was like, I feel so bad. Number one, for the patrons, obviously, because they have to deal with our asses trying to figure this out. And number two, for you, because I was like, I just know you get so nervous of this stuff. And you were like horrified. You were having like a full panic attack.
I was having a full hot flash. I had to change clothes because I was literally sweating through my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I was on the ground at one point. It was a lot. It's also my worst fear.
Yeah.
Because I have this issue with work as well.
Yeah.
Where I have to present projects and I will make sure, I will make sure that my screen's working. I can share my screen properly. Like all the 3D's working, all the renderings can be viewed, all this, because my literal worst nightmare.
It was the same
with school. I think that's why I was freaking out. My worst nightmare is going up. It's like, it's one of those things you have in a dream where you're naked or something, you know, where you go up to do this presentation and then something that you've planned 100 times just isn't working. It was that. It was literally that.
So we basically created for you your worst fear.
I'm dead serious. Yes. I was running around the apartment screaming, I'm panicking.
No, you are literally like, I've never seen you in that state before. Like you were traumatized. Crawling on the floor.
I also think I like say and usually joke about the fact that I have panic attacks, but I genuinely have panic attacks.
No,
like full paper bag, like panic attacks.
You're like, I'm panicking. I'm panicking. I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to like sit in front of the screen, like keep the smile going.
I'm Sonic the Hedgehogging around this apartment, screaming, taking off my clothes because I'm sweating so much.
So I will say this, the really cool thing about it all was, long story long, we, and by we, the patrons ended up getting it to work for us.
Yeah.
I still don't know who exactly it was. It was truly a team effort. Like everyone.
I think every single person tried at one point.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everyone from quite literally like on this call and our patrons, and like something I love about this podcast is like they're from around the fucking world.
Yeah.
Okay. So quite literally everyone from around the fucking world is trying to find a platform that plays But I'm a Cheerleader that we could all watch. And we're trialing and then we're trying on Discord.
Somebody's suggesting
else.
It's easier on Discord. I'll try from Germany.
No.
And we're like, okay.
Me and John are just sitting there at that point like, if anyone can do anything, it would be great.
We are sucking back mimosas at this point too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. At this point, I was like, we're going to have a cute little couple sips. I'm like chugging mimosas.
Bree drove to my apartment and then had to leave her car because she was intoxicated.
I was like, I'm absolutely not driving home. I thought I was going to come and have like one mimosa, like a normal brunch.
That we probably would have.
We would have, yeah. But anyway.
We had croissants and I was deep throating them just for survival, just for something to do.
One of the people on the Zoom call was like, we're trauma bonded now. And I was like, that's so true.
That is the most accurate representation of that.
We're
horrific
so close.
Brunch.
We are so
it was
close.
Really fun though.
No, okay. And then this is the thing that I want to mention at the end of this. Most importantly, thank you so much to all the patrons who were good sports. Like everyone was smiling and laughing along with it.
Underrepresentation of what was happening.
Literally. And I'm like, oh my God, they could have all been like, literally, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Because I literally timed it and it was like 24 minutes between the time that we stopped the Q&A and between the time when we actually got the video working. Yeah. And by we again, not me and Sean, patrons got a video working on Discord. And so like for 24 minutes, it was just chaos and panic.
Yeah.
And everyone was so sweet and nice and like being good sports about
it.
So good. And honestly, when all was said and done, I had so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like the Discord, like we ended up watching the video on Discord and then we got to live chat along with the movie and I had so much fun watching
that
movie with
everyone.
Everybody
was hilarious. I guess we have to pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is about our horrifically chaotic nature.
Yeah.
That it seems like every person there, I genuinely was like, I feel like we are getting along as people, as
totally.
Friends, which I think is like pretty awesome and rare. So
maybe we attract like cool people. That's the one gift the universe gives us. No, everyone was literally so sweet and funny. And also like all had like the same fun sense of humor, like along with the movie and stuff. And everyone was just being like really nice to each other. And
great movie. Great movie.
The movie is so camp and so fun. And everyone was just like really going for it in the like live chat along with it and just being like really sweet. And I think at one point, because I was intoxicated on mimosas, but I also stand by it, I was like, so are we all doing a group trip together?
Yeah, you did. I think you booked like a hotel in Cabo.
I was like, we're all gone. Let's go.
Like, I put a block of rooms out.
Me trying to overcompensate for the lack of video. I'm like, guys, I paid for us to all go to Cabo.
It's all inclusive for everybody.
But yeah, long story long, once again, I think we will definitely do that again, but we will plan to make sure that it works. I think we have
somewhat
legal and non-legal ways.
The video as well.
Of getting
on our person.
Exactly. So thank you so much to our patrons.
Yeah.
And for being so sweet. And if you feel like showing up to the next one after that experience, we would love to have you. Okay. So I want to talk about something else.
Okay.
About being stressed out.
Okay.
I've turned over a new leaf.
Oh no.
My new leaf is, I talk a lot about on this podcast about how I'm actually nuts and how like I'm so annoying and like I always like bother people and everything else.
I don't like where this is
I've
going.
Decided that like I've just accepted that about me. And if people don't like that, then that's like,
I honestly thought you were going to say after this weekend, you've passed the torch to me.
So, no.
Okay.
I mean, you have entered your chaos era.
That's an understatement.
That's an understatement. But no, because I was thinking about it this past week. I was actually talking to my girlfriend about it. Because I feel like I talk on this podcast a lot because it's genuine, like how I feel that, like, I just feel like I'm constantly like bothering people when I'm trying to engage in like friendship. And like, I'm fully aware realistically that that is my social anxiety, obviously, like, and that there's obviously also truth to it because I have social anxiety, then I like ramble. So I ramble because I get stressed because I'm socially anxious and I'm in a setting that I'm not comfortable with whoever I'm talking to. So then like I talk about, I discuss how there's a diva cup inside of me and I like am saying the diva all cup's these things.
Really special.
Yeah. Like that, this thing, I'm not saying that I think I'm normal.
Yeah.
I fully know that I'm weird and like uncomfortable and like socially awkward in various settings.
Totally.
However, I've just decided that that's okay.
I think that's very fair.
Because I'm like,
also it's too late to change it.
It's you're way in your mid-40s. Too late. To-
The hill is long past. You're far over it.
Sean, I'm 30.
In spirit.
Forever 30. I feel like honestly, in certain ways, when I was younger, I tried to like really like adjust my personality so much that in turn, the relationships I had weren't as great because I was not being myself. So the truth is that a big part of me is really weird.
Yeah.
Like I'm a strange person. I would say
majority
person.
Share.
And I understand that that is not always going to be everyone's cup of tea. But like if I try and dim that, or if I'm like really conscious of like trying to sound perfect or like not be so chaotic or like myself, then in turn, what's definitely happened in the past when I was like thinking back on it is that I make like a lot of like really surface level friends.
Yeah.
And I think in a weird way, like me being like my full chaotic self, while it's not for everyone, the people that do stick around are the people that like get me for me.
Yeah. I also think that that's like part of like what makes you, like, that's so stupid to say, like, what makes you you?
No.
But honestly, like, I just think about the current group of friends we have.
Yeah.
And I don't think any single one of them doesn't have some sort of weird offset to their personality.
Yeah.
And I think that's why that group works so well.
Totally. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Otherwise, like, you know, you always see these people on, like, social media that just seem, like, really cool.
Yeah.
Like,
that'll never be you.
And I've got to accept it, you know?
It will never be you.
And I don't really want to be those people. Because they, like, good for them with their, like, perfect, like, aesthetic lives. And they're, like, cool. And they always, like, seem to, like, have it together and, like, be chill. And, like, you can't picture those people ever saying, like, the wrong thing or whatever.
Never saying pedestal. Not once.
But I was laughing at that clip we posted from a previous episode a few weeks ago. And that was, like, me being, like, talking about how you just gotta break the ice in social settings.
Oh, yeah.
And walking up to someone and being just say something bold, like, you have such an obnoxious outfit on. And the thing is, like, the people that know me know that, like, I would never be doing that maliciously. I'm just genuinely not good at starting random conversation.
You also know about 25 words, so you're only cycling between them. No, I think that's so true. And then I also have been on the flip side of that before, where I, especially when I was younger, where I was like, I want to be less of this, you know, kind of outwards humor, kind of like flamboyant person. Like, I, you know, when everybody has that weird moment where they're like, I want to be dark and mysterious.
Yeah.
And then you start overthinking every interaction you're having with people because you want to look a certain way or come across a certain way. And then you leave those situations being like, that is not who I am.
Yeah.
And then anybody I drew in with that, they probably suck because I was just sucking. And like, we're not compatible at all.
Totally. I think the moral of the story is it's okay to not be cool, you know, like in the standard definition. And I think that that has been something that's been like really stressing me out, in particular post pandemic. Again, I roll post pandemic, whatever. It's not actually post pandemic, but you get what I'm saying.
Get vaccinated, get boosted, wear a mask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But since it opened back up, like, I think I was doing okay with it. I think in a weird way for me, someone with anxiety, social anxiety, like practice kind of makes perfect.
Yeah.
So I feel like before the pandemic, I was kind of on a roll of like still being myself, but like not getting so stressed out that I start like rambling or like panic talking or saying weird shit. Like,
yeah.
but then we were locked up for 2 fucking years. And I truly think it's like a lack of practice. Probably. And since that,
we've lost any filter that existed.
Yeah. And since that, being out and like seeing acquaintances or old friends or like meeting new people, I just feel really like not good at it. And I've been like so hard of myself about that and like stressed out about it. Cause I obviously joke about it a lot. Cause like I can laugh at myself, but I'm also like, Jesus Christ, can you like just be normal for once?
Yeah, no.
But then I'm like, no, I can't. And you know what? That's okay.
I can't and I won't. I also feel like I am having some of that right now as well, because I feel like for the past little while I was like taking into account someone else's perspective of me for a long time. Mm-hmm. And perhaps diminishing parts of myself to settle some scores, to remain neutral and balanced in the situation. But that's gone now.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people have said that I feel like more like myself.
So many people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we've shared that with the listeners, but the amount of people that have either come up to Sean in person or have like DM'd and been like, Shonda seems like so, like, just much more comfortable or like happy or himself, and like not in response to anything that you've shared. Like, this was before you've shared anything online. Just like, it was weird. It was like almost immediate, the glow up of just being
we'll take
you.
It.
And yeah, I'm definitely proud of you for that. But I also want to say something fun that's come from it is you have been truly unleashed.
I think I should be leashed again, though.
like
there is one of those, you know, like in the 101 Dalmatians, those people chasing the dog. There's one of those chasing me, trying to leash me back up, and I need to give into that.
Yeah, no, Sean. No, it's fun. You're good vibes. But I feel like it's
a slippery slope.
I've never seen you like this, because I've never been around like truly like single Sean.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're a bit of a chaos agent, and I underestimated that.
Yeah. I also think that it has been the perfect storm that has led up to this. And I think the being the stress the fuck out has just thrown fuel right on the fire.
Yeah.
I think the being single, then the stress, then, you know, it's just really all cooked up to something real special.
You get to a certain point, don't you, where you're just like, fuck this.
Yeah. Like, I can only take so many things in a week before I'm like, I'm going to burn this bitch to the ground.
And also it's just, I think it gets to the point that sometimes things get so bad that you just have to kind of almost laugh.
Totally.
Because it's just like, this is so ridiculous. Like, what is life? What is this world? Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
And you realize very quickly that you can't control it. And then it almost like goes past the extreme emotions to a place where it almost becomes ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to talk about the situation that's going on currently, because I will just bawl my eyes out.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of shit happening this weekend. Mm-hmm. I was very sad. I spent hours bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
And then we had plans to go out. Mm-hmm. And honestly, for I would say 97% of the day, I was like, I'm not going to end up going out. And then as I was traveling home, I realized that if I didn't go out and see my friends, all I would be doing was sitting at home by myself, being sad, watching TV or something, listening to sad music because I'm psychotic like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I just need to get out. And that just really fuels chaos like no
other. Yeah, there was no middle ground there. No. Like it was one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. But I took my foot off the sad pedal and just stuffed it onto the like just absolute chaos pedal.
Can I share the Bannister story?
Sure.
Okay, so I feel like this is a good description of Sean that night. We had so much fun. But the place that we went outside, there's like a outdoor like mingle area, smoking area. It's a parking lot with a fucking fence around it to fence in the queers.
But one
okay?
of those portable fences that you put around a construction site. Like not a nice white picket wood
fence.
This
is not a patio. This is a slanted parking lot with a fucking... That, honestly, we should check that fence because they might have barbed wire at the top to keep us in.
Probably.
Like rancid animals. Anyways, so we're outside... And and my friend Lauren, Sean's roommate Lauren and friend, and my partner Julia were walking up back inside. And we realized Sean has either not seen that we're going back in or does not care. So we're like,
or cannot compute where his person is currently.
And we're walking up the ramp to get back into the location. And Lauren turns like off, looking off the ramp and is like, Sean, come on. And every ounce of who I know Sean of as a person is the type of person that would walk over and walk up the ramp.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
because you were about 75% of the way up this ramp. At
yeah.
this point.
Oh, we're like at the top part of this ramp. Sean on Saturday night.
I'm a runner. I'm a track star.
Literally full charged at this ramp, like to the side of it, grabs the top of the railing and launches himself over like some vaulting Olympics extravaganza.
Yeah, I was a gymnast.
All I can remember is your body smashing into the branches on the other side of this banister and all them breaking against your head.
Yeah, there's branches hanging, but I'm so tall that you can walk under the branches.
Yes.
But the fact that I hurtled my body over the rail, I launched my entire upper body into this tree.
And I was like,
and
yeah,
this is a very rickety rail. Oh,
like I, no joke, this railing, like again, like we've painted the picture, this is not new. Like this is not a reinforced railing.
No.
Like it gave way
when
you grabbed it to launch yourself over.
Yeah.
And I, you know, if you listen to this podcast, how rare this would be. I was at a loss for words. I literally just stared in awe shock. First of all, how you cleared that, I don't know. And second of all, it was so like out of character for anything. Like you're usually so like poised and put together that you would absolutely like walk around the ramp and then like walk up
excuse
the ramp
me,
and be like,
oh
yeah,
by.
I'm coming. Like, oh, excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me.
Nope.
No, just full vault.
Basically
over.
Like flying kicked a drag performer. Hurdled this rail. Didn't
cry.
Apologize.
I don't think you knew.
I
where
didn't
you
know.
Were.
When
you, might
when
have
you told me that
into.
That happened, I had no. I remember vaulting it when you were like, you took this drag performer out. I'm sorry to this person. This person could have been on the ramp and I wouldn't know a thing.
There was like this drag performer and these two other folks standing like against the railing. So when Sean grabbed it to launch himself,
they went on the ride
over
of their lives. In all fairness, ramps are for travel. If you're not traveling on the ramp, get the fuck off the ramp. You know,
and this is me literally for the last like 8 years of my life being like, oh, why are cis men at our events? They're so nice. And then you come with me and fucking take down the ramp, launch yourself at a non-binary performer. I'm literally crying.
Yeah.
Why it's so funny is because you were so confident on the launch. You landed.
I still don't regret the launch.
The bridge is smashed against your face. Like, I can hear the sound of them snapping.
Oh, brittle.
And then the best brittle. Part of it was is that you going. Literally stood up fully confident and then just walked in. Like, you didn't even flinch. There wasn't like a facial reaction to when the branches hit you in the face. There was nothing.
Nothing.
It was honestly one of the most shocking, but also yesterday when I was thinking about that night for like a solid hour, like cry laughed by myself in my apartment, thinking about the absolute commitment you had to that launch.
Oh yeah.
Like,
no, I was a NASA shuttle on that launch.
It was like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget that moment. It was amazing.
You know what's been stressing me the fuck out recently?
What?
That people aren't launching enough.
They aren't. Yeah. Seriously.
Why are you... Why
Nobody
are you,
wants to launch these why days. Are
you, you need to surround yourself with people who want to launch. Why so are people true. Spending so much time on the ground when we could be spending at least 50% of the time in the air?
Launching. Yeah. I think they should just put like in the middle of the dance floor.
They should line that whole ramp with trampolines.
No, it's like, have you ever seen that... that show where the like American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
It's that, but it's set up in the bar.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I viewed that entire bar as that whole night. Apparently
you were like parkour.
I'm like running off the walls. Yeah. Something that I think was stressing me out for a while. And we'll all, this is such, I feel like a relatable struggle. Uh-huh. But it really came to a really laughable head recently is, I was talking about the stress of finances recently.
Yeah.
With my roommate, because we were just talking about how expensive this summer was going to be.
Yeah.
Just because there's weddings, mm-hmm. there's one of our good friends is getting married, and there's a bachelor party, mm-hmm. there's like cabin weekends, which even mm-hmm. though you're going somewhere that is free accommodation,
yeah.
to get food and gas when gas is literally. Oh, your insane. Firstborn yeah, currently
totally.
It adds up, so doing that basically every weekend, summer's always expensive, yep. but this one there are added things that we were just laughing
yeah how
it's expensive gonna be more expensive. Then in the chaos of my breakup, I decided to book two tattoos like 3 weeks apart,
yeah.
both of which were over like $800
yeah.
separately. So that was fun.
As you do.
I decided in the chaos of my breakup to fly to Toronto with our good friend Carson to see Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I was getting flights, getting Gaga tickets, all of this adding to a very, very acceptable amount of post-breakup spend, you know?
Yeah.
We were reaching the peak, but it was okay.
Yeah.
And then, so I was already, because I would say I'm pretty good with money.
Yeah.
I like to be on top of my finances. I was already like, wow, I'm playing it.
Going wild.
I'm playing it fast and loose right now.
then, I like that railing. Yeah, you jumped over.
Fast and loose, baby. Well, yeah. I hit it fast and the railing was loose. So all this was happening, and then something happened with my building.
Yes.
That is
a nightmare.
I would say the biggest nightmare that could happen in a Vancouver building. And it got to the point that I am no longer stressed about finances, because you're there's like, truly nothing I can do.
No, you're like, at this point, I'm just hooped.
It's just... You know, I feel like with little things that happen,
you
can kind of regret them or think you could rethink them.
Yeah.
But when something of like tens of thousands of magnitude hits you, it's just laughable.
No, when I came over and heard this, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then after that, you've had another thing come up. And it literally like, you are just...
Oh my God, and did I tell you about my car too?
No.
Oh my God, yeah, my car just decided to smell like it was like on fire today. No,
what?
No check engine lights. So I called my mechanic, and he was saying that it's probably like a cracked oil gasket, and it's oil dripping, and it's the smell of burning oil. So that I honestly once again was like, alrighty.
No.
Yeah. So bringing my car to the shop tomorrow.
Like, they say things come in threes, but at this point we're at like nine. So at how least, many sets of threes do you need?
Apparently more than three. So that was fun.
Maybe it's 22 for the year 22 for you.
Oh no. I'm feeling 22.
Because then we're still a few away.
Yeah. We're not even halfway yet. So yeah, it's just been really funny. But now I'm just kind of laughing at it.
I don't know if I describe. It's just been really funny.
It's been very joke.
Giggling, laughing.
Yeah.
Slapping the old knee.
I will say it has hit coincidental timing.
Yeah.
That I am just laughing about the small stuff now.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
That's the vibe that I was getting. I was crying, panicking about it on the phone to my parents. Yeah. And they were like, nothing matters. And I was like, thank you. I actually really needed that.
Yeah. Like at this point, like it really, everything, it's all relative.
Totally.
It's all fucking relative.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. So.
So if anybody has $50,000 to $60,000 that they're looking.
I'm not joking. Why aren't you selling pictures of your feed?
Yeah.
No, I'm sick of talking to you about this because seriously, why not? Because it seems like it's not like a actual nobody, like
you need to
issue.
Get off your ass and sell foot pics.
No, it seems like nobody wants to sell feet these days.
That's so true. No, if anybody would like maybe a foot pic for $50,000 to $60,000, hit me up. I will.
Let's
gladly
be real. You'll do it for five at this point.
Thousand.
No, you'll do it for five. I know
no,
you.
I can't breed.
I know you.
That's not going to pay for a new house.
No, but what if we get like 100 people to pay you like $100?
If all of our patrons say that they'll pitch in $5 for foot pick donation, yeah. I will do it.
I feel like you just need to be like on OnlyFans and you need to be a very like targeted niche market of jamming your feet into things.
I took a photo that I posted on Instagram for 30 seconds and then deleted it because...
free foot porn.
No, well, kind of. Because it didn't fit my theme, I need another photo first. I'm a psycho like that. But I did make a foot pun in it because my feet are out in socks. And I was like, there's no way to avoid this. So you'll see that. That'll be my first intro.
Oh, and then you got to go link in bio.
Link in bio. You know where to find it.
You know where to find it. A little chili pepper.
Yeah, inside my shoes.
You can't. Yeah. I seriously think you're missing out. Those are the money makers right there.
Well, I think I'm going to start looking elsewhere for moneymakers, so I'll be tapping into that.
Honestly, slide into the DMs. Lord knows what Sean will be willing to do.
Mostly everything. Yeah.
All right. Well, wherever you're listening, if you do want to find Sean for, you know, any inquiries at Sean.Lusk on Instagram and at Brianne Williamson personally. I mean, I'll take some inquiries too. I don't know. Everyone's got their price.
Yeah.
And, at I Can Explain Podcast. If you want to become a patron, the link's in our bio. Now that we did such an amazing pitch at the beginning of this episode about
if you also want to be
events.
Trauma bonded with us, see you at our next movie night.
That's an extra tier on Patreon. Yeah. Like we invite you for like a most traumatic experience ever. We just like destroy your life.
We did that.
We did that for them. Yeah. Wow. Thank you again to our patrons. Give us five stars only. We're only like 50 away from 1,000.
And you know what stresses me the fuck out?
What?
And your review that's not five stars.
Oh, God. Really, actually, it really sends me.
Totally.
Like
it sends me over the rail.
The look on those people's face when you launched past them into a tree. I was lost for words, Sean.
Isn't there times in your life that you wish you could just take a screenshot of your life?
Oh, if I had that on video, like it's, I think it's that the whole time, you know what was so scary about it? The whole time you weren't smiling. Like you were just committed. Like it was a serious endeavor.
I'm committed to my sport, Brie.
I know. It was like watching an athlete, like you just charged with full steam and then you landed it and then you just carried on inside.
Gymnast arms up landing.
Some branches in your hair and you carried on in.
Shook it off. Yeah.
Love that for you. Okay. Wherever you're listening, thank you so much. Make sure to follow, subscribe. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Wow. We really slayed that like the tree.